in a huge game with title implications. Wisconsin hosts Iowa Saturday afternoon at Big Ten football. Both teams have identical 6-2 overall records, and both teams are 3-2 in conference. However, the Badgers have lost two straight, and Iowa's on a roll. They've won two in a row. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with that tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always look us up online for more information. Or if you'd like to give to support the show, you can do so quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Hawkeyes senior cornerback Michael O.J. Mudiah, one of the top D-backs in the conference and a potential All-American pick this year, is with me to preview Saturday's game on Sports and Commentary. By the way, he's got 20 tackles and two interceptions this year. Michael, thank you for coming by today. So define the significance of this gridiron showdown Saturday in Madison, will you?
Yeah, going through this year, we definitely put ourselves in a good position, you know, for the Big Ten race. And they're the next team in front of us. And the last couple of years, they've had our number. So we're definitely going to be excited, you know, just give us our best shot because, you know, they play the same ball we do, tough, smart, and physical. So if we can play it better than them, we definitely have the edge this week.
Well, you've got the Badgers at the number one defensive team in the nation, and your D is no slouch, number six overall. So I would suspect points are going to be kind of hard to come by, huh?
Yeah, just the history of these two teams. You know, Wisconsin, you know, historically, they've been really good with defense. Same with us. And, you know, I feel like we have the same bloodlines, you know, just the way we play football. And the team that usually wins it every year is the team that, you know, plays it better, plays more physical, plays smarter. So if we can come out like that out the gates, I feel like we should be good this week.
Yeah, in fact, five of the top 10 defensive teams in the nation are Big Ten teams. Is that sort of the modus operandi of this conference, defense?
Yeah, just the Big Ten, you know, the Midwest, that type of mentality, just the blue-collar mentality is kind of what runs through a lot of teams in this conference, and that's why the defense has been so good. So, you know, the teams that at the top, like I said earlier, the ones that do it the best. So that's been our focus this week.
All right, a 6-2 season for you guys, Michael, losing to Michigan and Penn State by a grand total of 12 points. That's it, 12 points. Talk to me about your 2019 season for you guys.
Yeah, those two losses were definitely stingers, but I think that we've learned from them, and it's helped us become a better team. You know, just the amount of points we lost by, we know that we could have won those games. So if we execute better in the games coming forward, I feel like we have the edge, you know, coming off those two losses because those losses made us a better team.
Well, you've got some fairly strong ties to the Michigan program. Your brother Mario was a four-year letterman at the U of M. He was at that Iowa-Michigan game a few weeks ago at the Big House. Was he wearing black and gold or maize and blue that day?
He was actually wearing maize and blue, but he definitely was supporting the Hawkeyes that day. So I guess he's on both sides of the fence, but, you know, he's been a really big support system for me.
Sure. So how did he not get you to play at Michigan?
Yeah, I was more of a late bloomer. You know, the offers didn't start rolling out for me until late in my senior year. So Iowa was my first Big Ten offer, and, you know, I just stuck with them from the start. The way the state sold me, the coaches and everything, I just loved it from the start.
Okay, let's break it down here a little bit with you, Michael. Your thoughts about that Badger offense you're going to face, of course, led by JT, Jonathan Taylor. How about it?
Yeah, we definitely think this team revolves around Jonathan Taylor. You know, in their losses, we can see that the teams neutralized him. So going into this week, we feel like we can, you know, contain him a little bit the best we can. We have the best edge if we can do that this game.
Okay, so it's a game plan that your defensive backs, you guys will kind of squeeze it in and play the run first then?
Yeah, definitely, you know, just squeeze it, put more guys in the box, you know, just help them out so that we can contain Jonathan Taylor, because we know with any gap he can get free. You know, and if we can, they have good receivers as well. If we can do our job as defensive backs, then it makes the job easier for everybody else as well.
Mm-hmm. You guys had the week off. How did you spend it?
The week definitely, helped us. And, I just spent the week, just chilling, resting, getting my body better. Because during the season, that's kind of what all the guys are only thinking about. So I think the bye week really gave us an advantage. I mean, they had one as well, but we definitely think coming to this game, there's going to be no excuses because both teams are going to be healthy coming to this game.
Mm-hmm. All right, 6'1", 200-pound starting corner Michael O.J. Mudia of the Iowa Hawkeyes, senior from Farmington Hills, Michigan. And, man, Michael, the time has just flown by. We're out of clock here for today's show, so let's get you back here next time and visit more about football, Hawkeyes football, and being a student-athlete there, and, of course, unpack your faith story and finding out how Jesus has moved in your life and heart there in your 5 years at the University of Iowa. So, Michael O.J. Mudia, thank you for coming by. We'll talk soon. Have a great one, all right?
You too. Thanks.